The operations officer of the Eastern Naval Command, Commander Isaac Mahama Abu, says the Ghana Navy will continue to enhance its capability to play its role as a lead agency in collaborating with stakeholders to keep a safe and secure maritime environment for Ghana's economic growth. He was addressing course participants of the Ghana Armed Forces and Staff College at the 12th Exclusive Economic Zone Management, Ateshi, Accra, on the roles of Ghana Navy in combating threats to the country's maritime environment. Commander Abu said, in order to be secure on land, every nation must be supreme on the sea. Our correspondent George Ankra is at the program and gives us details.
Naval Commander Abu was saying that globally, the sea is used for several purposes. And you know, the sea is synonymous with the use of ships that are used as means of transport. And so he told the participants, including my very self, that the sea is a very huge national resource for mankind. Ghana in particular is covered by 70% of the sea all over the country. And so apart from sea transport, we have exploration with regard to the oil and gas in the extractive industry. We have a lot of carbon, and then we also do exploitation as far as the management of fisheries and marine life is concerned. Now, with regard to threats, we cataloged a whole number of them. The first one that I can readily recall is piracy and armed robbery at sea. These are threats to merchant and commercial investors as well as fishing vessels. It is also a threat to the oil and gas industry, because when these pirates attack the explorer, they take these oil and gas products from them. They at times kill them, murder the operators in order to take their booty away. And he was saying that this calls for stringent patrols, which should be carried out in conjunction with the other stakeholders, such as the Harbour Authority and what have you, the Ghana Air Force and all other stakeholders. Mm-hmm. He also identified the threat of drug trafficking. You know, drugs poses another national security threat, particularly when it is brought into the country and our young boys and girls start using them. In economic terms, when you get mad, you can imagine the human resource that we are losing, the amount of money that will have to be brought in to take care of these people.
So what then did he say is the way forward?
Now, he cataloged a whole lot of challenges that they have dealt with: the lack of modern naval platforms, machinery, logistics, and boats, modern boats and electronic gadgets, radar to monitor and do surveillance. On the way forward, he said the Ghana Navy is the only agency with the ability to detect and to achieve total surveillance coverage of Ghana's exclusive economic zone. And therefore, there's a need for them to keep on training the personnel so that they ensure that they have high morale in the officers to do a good job.
George Ankra is a course participant at the 12th Exclusive Economic Zone Management Workshop taking place at the Ghana Armed Forces and Staff College, Teshin, Accra. He spoke to Yvonne